This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Through the years, we've seen fluid milk replaced with less healthy alternatives, but that trend appears to be changing. As we get an update from our nation's capital with Alan Birga with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Alan, what are you hearing regarding fluid milk consumption?
Well, we're seeing good news on milk consumption on several fronts. One has been going on for several years now, and the other one is relatively recent. The first one is market share of real milk versus plant-based beverages. You know, there was a time when it was almost conventional wisdom that fluid milk was going to keep losing market share to plant-based alternatives because of consumer preferences, because of different products in that sphere. And that has been stopped dead in its tracks and, in fact, been reversed over the last 3 years. Plant-based beverage consumption peaked in 2021. And when you take a look at some recent year-end numbers for 2024, you see that decline continuing. And because that decline, you know, has been by a relatively high single-digit percentage amount, in recent years, fluid milk has actually been seizing back market share from plant-based beverages. Because while fluid milk consumption has been going down for some time, it's a less steep ascent. It's a smaller percentage. And so relatively, fluid milk does better. Now, the recent news pulling on that is not only has the decline in fluid milk slowed, it's actually now being reversed. We've seen the year-end USDA numbers, and fluid milk consumption in the United States went up last year for the first time since 2009. And what's significant about that is not only is it the first gain in 15 years, it's the type of gain. In 2009, if you remember, we were in the midst of a huge depression in the dairy economy, and it was the middle of the financial crisis. Prices were low. Grocery stores were practically giving milk away. And that's part of what drove that growth in consumption. In 2024, frankly, milk prices were fairly high. It was just that consumers wanted it. The demand was greater. And so when you take a look at the rediscovery of milk and the increase in milk and contrast that with the continued decline in plant-based beverages, you see a solid foundation for a pretty solid future for fluid milk in the U.S. in a way that you haven't seen in quite some time.
We're talking with National Milk's Alan Birga on the rise in fluid milk consumption. What do you think are the reasons for people getting back on the milk wagon?
You know, I actually think that the strategy of trying to get the labels to properly show what a dairy term is, what a dairy product is and what it isn't, has helped raise some of these issues of nutrition with consumers. You know, a lot of consumers were buying these plant-based products. They were trying these plant-based products. They were called milk. They figured it was a one-to-one substitute for milk. And I don't think they were as fully aware then as they are now of some of the real nutritional differences. Also, as some of the environmental claims that you see from the plant-based beverages, frankly, there was a lot of hype going on there. And I think people have wised up to that as well. I also think, you know, and we saw this in the pandemic where you started to see increased consumption of products like butter. People are more confident and more comfortable with products that their grandparents would have recognized. You know, milk has been solid nutrition for generations. People know what it does for strength. They know what it does for bones. Protein is a real concern for the consumer now. Milk is a powerhouse for protein in a way that plant-based beverages simply are not. So you have a lot of consumer trends that are frankly playing in fluid milk's favor. And against the plant-based era, when a lot of scientifically engineered big tech food solutions kind of had a trendiness that I think the bloom has worn off of that by now. And people just want something that's real, that they can depend upon. And that's making them turn to fluid milk.
And that's for overall consumption. But in the classroom, there is another push to get whole milk in schools. And National Milk continues to push the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act.
We're very excited about it. You know, this is something that's now passed through the House committee and would be poised for a House floor vote. If you remember, this legislation, which restores whole and 2% milk to schools where it has not been allowed because of rules since 2012, it got through the House of Representatives in 2023. The holdup was in the Senate. You know, it passed with solid bipartisan majorities. In the Senate, it got held up because there was concern about alignment of the legislation with the dietary guidelines. Some of the folks who were concerned about that, frankly, aren't in the Senate anymore, and they've been replaced by people who are much more supportive of whole milk. And we think that we're going to get a better shot in the Senate this time around. And we're very optimistic that this can become law some way, somehow or other in 2025. And, you know, that's really important because school kids are the next generation of milk drinkers. 4 out of 5 cartons of milk consumed at home are whole or 2%. And yet kids can't have that in school. If we give kids the same access to the milk they love at home at school, that helps food waste, it improves nutrition, it creates the next generation of milk drinkers, and that's all good.
Well, there's a lot going on in Washington these days, but it's nice to know people are drinking milk out there.
These are turbulent times in Washington. These are turbulent times in the world. Consumers want something that they can rely upon, that they know what it is, they know what the value of it is. This is a great moment for milk, and it's great to be able to talk about something that's positive for nutrition and for dairy.
Well, thank you for the update, Alan. That's Alan Birga, Executive VP of Communications and Industry Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation.